Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Shin Sadi Zayin. We are up to Sifhei. The last line on page Reish Samach Beis. We're about to turn on to page 524. The Mechaber says in Sifhei, Misara Laraya, a person gave over his animal to a shepherd, Afilu Nisana Lo Biyom Tov, even if he gave the animal over on Yantif, Harehi Kiragle Haroa. So the animal, in terms of tchumen, follows the tchum of the shepherd. The imisara l'shnei roim, but if the owner gave it over to two shepherds, harehi keraglei ba'aleha, then the animal remains with the tchum of the owner. Mipnei shelo kona echad mehem, because neither one was kind of the animal. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yud Aleph, misara l'roya, afilu lo roa akum. This is even talking about giving it over to a goy. Darehu kechefze akum. It's like the items of the goy. The kaimalon de kona shvisa, that we hold that the items of a goy are kona shvisa as well. The eno nimshach achar bailam Yisrael. And it does not go after the owner who is Jewish. We're going to see later on when the chafotzim of a goy are kona shvisa, it's wherever the item is. It doesn't go like by a Jew that it goes where the person is. It goes where the item is. So in this case, the Mishnah Berurah is telling us, even if it goes over to a goy, so it will take the tchum of the person, which is the goy, but again, following where the item is, that is how we determine the tchum of items of goyim. Sivkotan yud beiz, afilu nesana lo biyontov, even if you give over the animal to a shepherd on yontif, it still follows the tchum of the roe. De kfar me erev yontov daito haya, shalolikno shvisa etzlo. Because the owner already had in mind from before Yontif that the animal is not going to be kona shvisa with him, but rather he's going to have it be kona shvisa where the shepherd is located, that he's going to give it to that shepherd tomorrow. Umashma mistimas lashon ha-mechaber. It's mashma from the fact that the mechaber is not mechalik. Da'afilu yesh kama roen ba'ir. Even if there are various shepherds in the city, kevan shu masa rak le'echad, since lemaisa he gave the animal over to one roe, harehu karagli haroe, even though there were many options, he gives it over to one roe, it follows the tchum of that roe. Avol, kama poskim cholkim al zeve sovrim. Various poskim argue on the mechaber in this, and they hold, teheicha shiyeh shnei roen ba'ir, if there are two shepherds in the city, umasar la'echad biyontov, and you gave it over to one of the shepherds on yontif, harehu keragle habaylim. In that case, the animal will remain with the tchum of the owner. Me'achar shelo huvrur me'erev yontov b'shas k'niyah shvisa l'mi yimsar l'machar. Since it was not clarified from before yontif, at the time where you're kona your shvisa, who he's going to give it over to, and therefore it follows the ragle habaylim. Nishar memela b'rishus habaylim, so the animal remains automatically in the rishus of the baylim. Im lo shirogil tamid limsar la'echad mehem. Even these poskim hold that's only true if he doesn't have a shepherd that he normally gives the animal over to. He don't know who he's going to give it over to. Therefore, it follows the ragle habaylim. But if he does have a raya that he is a regular to give it over to him, da'oz harehu karagle haroa. Who then, of course, the animal, even according to these poskim, will follow the feet of this roe. V'dayu should know. That which the Mechaber says over here, even if he gave it over on Yontif, it's not specifically Yontif. This identical halacha would be true on Shabbos as well. And so too, in some of the coming Sifim, Ches, Tes, and Yud Aleph was also Yontif and Shabbos. Ushaare hadinim shayach rak biyontov, the other dinim, not in the sifim, do refer specifically to yontif. Umishum gurara diinach noka lakulu kan. And just derech agav, they're all put together here. Some apply specifically to yontif, some apply to yontif and to Shabbos, and we'll see them all shortly. Sifkotun yud gimel. The Mechaber said, but if you give the animal over to two shepherds, then the animal follows the ragle bailin. Mipnei shelo kona echad mehem. There's not one that was actually kona the animal. Ratzalomar means to say, to be kegon zeh, in such a case, sheyesh kama roem, there are various shepherds. So ein darko limsor sheyeh birshusam le'inyan kinyan shvisa. It wouldn't be the normal way of a person to give it over to a group of shepherds, Lagabe Shvisa, the Shaar Tzion explains, as we're going to see shortly in the whole Siman, that when you have two owners, So you're limited by the tchum of each owner. So if one made an erev in one direction, one made an erev in the opposite direction, you can only go where they overlap. Sometimes they don't overlap at all. So it wouldn't be in the best interest of the owner to have his animal given over to two shepherds to be koneh shvisa by both of them, because then the animal really can't walk on Shabbos. So therefore the Mishnah Berurah says, in such a case where he gave it over to two shepherds, so ein darko limsar shia b'shusam l'inyan kinyan shvisa. It wouldn't be the normal way to give it over, so he could be kona shvisa like the bailim, like the shepherds rather. Umistima samachaber mashma. Therefore, it follows the feet of the bailim, and from the fact that the mechaber again is not mechalik, it's mashma de lo shani lon beni musar l'shnei roim the erev Shabbos beni musar l'hem b'Shabbos. He's not mechalik whether you give it over to the two shepherds on Erev Shabbos or on Shabbos. Either way, when you're giving it over to two, mistama, you have in mind that it follows the raglei habailim, not the raglei haroim. Aval rabim cholkim al zeh. But again, many poskim argue on this mechaber. Usvir luha, and they hold. Dibim moser lahem bi Erev Shabbos. If you give the animal over to two shepherds on Friday, Einaf gemina bein roa echa lekamaroim. It doesn't matter if you gave it over to one or you gave it over to many. Ubekulan hareu karagle haroim. If you give it over before Shabbos, the animal follows the feet of the shepherds. Ve'ein molichin osam elo lemakom sheshnei haroim yicholim lahalich. If there are two shepherds, the animal is only allowed to go in an area where both shepherds are allowed to go. A big chumra in terms of where you're allowed to move the animal. Achein, however, in b'sha'ash misara lahem, if at the time when he gave it over to the shepherds, lo bir la'ezem mehem mosar shmiraso, he didn't clarify to which one he's really giving the shmira. Ulamachar b'Shabbos, and then again on Shabbos, bir shemosar shmiraso lechem mehem. So he gave it over to two shepherds tam on Friday, clarified on Shabbos which one is the ikar shemir of the animal. So harehu karagle habaylim. That also, it will follow the rules of the Ragli Abaylim. Kevan shalo berim erev Shabbos, since he didn't clarify from before Shabbos. V'chein imoser l'shnei haroim b'Shabbos gufa, and so too if he gave it over to two shepherds on Shabbos itself. Again, dasher v'poskim dareyo k'ragli Abaylim. The opinion of most poskim is in that case as well, it will follow the Ragli Abaylim. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sevov, shor shel patum. A shor of a patam is someone who fattens animals and then he sells the animals to people who are far away from him as well as people in his city. So a shor shel patam kiragle misha lekocho l'shachto biyomtov. That animal will follow the feet of the one who takes it to shecht it on yontif. V'cheinim shechato bailav biyomtov. And so too if the owner shechts it on yontif, umachar b'saru, and then he sells the meat. Each purchaser of the meat can take his meat to the place where he can go. So the Mechaber is saying in Sevov, this case, we'll see details of the Shor Shel Patam, so then it follows the Ragle of the purchaser, whether the purchaser purchases the animal alive and then he shechts it, or whether the owner shechted and then sold the meat. Either way, it follows the ragle purchaser. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sefkatan Yodal Shel Patam, Shemifatim Shvarim Limkor. He fattens oxen to sell. Sefkatan Tezvav Karagle Mishal Kacho. Hainu. Shafilu Imhu Meir Acheres. Even if a buyer is from another city, Ubala Kanali De Erev, and he was only able to come here because of his Erev Tchumen that he meant, that he made, Molichol Makomo. He can bring the animal back to his city, because it follows his tchum. The atam, and the reason is shederach shor kazel leknoso gam ma'yaros acheros. It's the normal way of this kind of shor that was fattened for selling purposes to be sold even to people in other cities. Mipneishu mufutam, because it's a fat geshmak animal. Vidas bailav mi'esmal, and therefore the mindset of the owner from before Shabbos haya gam aleihem. It was also on the people from outside the city. La'kimo birshus mishi kachenu, that he should have the raglay of the one who buys it. So that was the mindset of the owner when before Shabbos started. So mela, whoever gets it will have the rights to move the animal wherever he can go. Sivkotan tazayin, v'makom shu holeich. This is going in the case where the owner shechted it and then sold the meat. Again, the buyer of the meat can carry the meat to any place that he can go. He can walk the meat. The meat's allowed to go wherever he can go. Mipnei shedas baylav hoyol l'chalko l'misha yavo. Again, the das of the owner when he shechted the animal and was cutting up the meat was to give it out to whoever comes. V'afilu mayaros acheros, even people that come from other cities. V'kanal, v'havei zeh kibor shel hefker. This is like a case that we'll see soon of a pit that has water in it that belongs to Hefker, Shum Masr Lakol, is really given over to everyone, Dehu Kiragle Hamamali. So we'll see Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow in Sif Yudalid, that if you have a boar that's Hefker, whoever takes water, whoever draws water, the water that he draws follows his feet. So here also, the owner, when he shuts the animal and cuts it up, and then he's selling the meat on Yontif, so he has in mind that it's going to go to whoever gets it, and therefore whoever gets it will be able to take that meat to the tchum that he has. Sif Zayin. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Shor Shel Roeh. This is the opposite of the Shor Shel Patam. The Shor Shel Roeh. This is a shore of a shepherd. Kiragle Anshe Oso Ha'ir. That does not follow the feet of the one who buys it, but rather it goes by the feet of the people of that city. Says the Mishnah Berurah Yud Zayin, Shor Shel Roeh, Hainu, Odom Shemegadol Behemos, is the person that raises up animals, Upa'omim Shemochro L'Shcheinov U'Makirov. He also sometimes sells his animals, but not to people outside. There's nothing extraordinary about these animals, so he sells it to the locals. Umishum de kevan she'enu mufutum, because his animals are not fattened, ein derech leknosu ma'yaros acheros. It's not regular for people from other cities to come and buy this animal. Deshor kaze yimsu kolecha b'mekomo. Everyone can find in their neighborhood a shore like this. You don't go traveling for such a shore. V'lochein ein das bailov ela abnei iro v'areyu karaglam. Therefore, the original owner of this animal does not have in mind people from outside the city. He has people in mind from within the city. Memela, this animal, this meat is all going to follow the rules of the ragle of the people of the city. Sevkotan Yudches, which is Alpayim Lekol Ruach. It's 2,000 amos in all areas beyond the city. Vafilu im Erav Haroa Hazel Tarechad. Even if this shepherd made an Erav in one direction, that will not prevent anyone who takes the animal to be carrying it out, to walk with it 2,000 amos in any other direction. Because from yesterday he already established it in the Rishus of the people of the city, because they normally buy it from him. So it does not matter what he does, he gave it over to the members of the city, so as opposed to a Shor Shel Patam, he gives it over to people even outside, so it goes by the ragli of whoever buys it. The animal that is not fattened as a Shor Shel Patam, rather it's a Shor Shel Roeh that he sometimes sells, that will be having in mind the people of the city, and no matter who buys it, it will go by the people of the city. Ayin Bir Alocha. So let's look at the Bir Alocha, Anshe Oso. Here he brings out 3 points. Ayin Mishabura. Number one, Ul'inyin HaRoeh Gufa. What about the owner of the animal himself? Im Lo Mochar, if he didn't end up selling the animal, so Pashit Areu Kiraglov. Again, if he sold the animal, it goes like the Ragle B'nei Ha'ir. So Akhtar B'Alocha, if he didn't sell the animal, it's Pashit, it goes by his feet. V'lo Amrinan Shechoshav Lahotzi Mirshuso. We don't say that he had in mind to take it outside his Rishus, Ela Im Libasof Mochar. Unless, in fact, he sold it. So if he sold it, it goes to Raglay Ben Ha'ir. If he didn't sell it, it goes by his Raglayim. So if he made an Erev, it would follow his Erev Tchumen as well. V'chein Muchach Me'rashi Divamaskal Harei. Next point after the brackets. V'dal, you should know further. D'masha Amrina K'raglay Anshe Hosa'ir. That which we said in this case, that the Shor Shel Roeh goes by the feet of the people of that city. Hainu Imalokeach Lo Erev. This is talking about if the purchaser did not make his own Erev, aval im halokeach Erev, but if the one who bought it from this city made his own Erev, yachol lo licho lamakom she'erev avada, he can carry it to the place where he has an Erev. But again, if no Erev is made, it follows the rules of the people of the city. Last point after the brackets. V'imbo ben ir acheres, she'erev lakan. Again, these animals are normally only sold to people in the city, and therefore the owner had in mind the tchum of the people of the city. But let's say a person comes from outside the city who made an erev to here, ulekacho biyontov, and he bought it on yontif, so yachol laholich ad alpayim amma. He is also allowed to take this animal outside within the 2,000 amos of the city. The alko ponim logora ma'anshi ha'ir. He's no worse than the members of the city. The same way that if any member of the city who didn't make his own Erev follows the Tchum of the city, someone from outside who had an Erev Tchum to get to the city to buy the animal, he also will have the same rules as everyone else in the city. They can carry it within 2,000 amos from that city where he got the animal. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Ches. Kalim Hamiuchodim Le'echon Me'a'achim Shebabayis. We're talking about over here where there's a Yerusha, there are various brothers that were Yorish and their father. So vessels that are Miyucha, they're designated for one of the brothers of the house. So Harehim Karaglov, so those vessels follow the rules of the Tchum of the feet of that brother that uses those Kalim. V'she'eno miyuchadim, but kalim that are not designated for one particular brother, they're all using them. So ein yucholim laholicham elo l'mokom shekulam yucholim leilich. Then that item, those kalim are limited to go where everyone can go. So again, if one brother has rights, we'll see exactly what kind of rights he has to have, but if it's miyuchad for him, it follows him. If it's not miyuchad for one specific one, he's bound by all the brothers. Again, which is a tremendous chumrah, because if one has an air that way, one has an air that way, he can only go in a place where everybody can walk. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Yotes, Ham Yuchadim Le'echad, Ratzalom, it means to say, She'ein Ha'achin Mishtamshin Bohem. All this means is, the other brothers are not using these kalim. Afa Pi She'yesh Lehem Chelek Bohem. Even though they're owners also, they didn't split up the Yerusha yet. So the kalim belonged to everyone, but one brother started using it, everyone was okay with him using it. So that's considered miyucha to this brother. Mikomakom chaylo alayu shvisa ze shemishtamish behem. These kalim that are being used by one brother follow the tchum of that brother. The ein la'achim koach lasor ulahaknos aleihem es shvisasam. And the other brothers have no power to do any kind of kinyan or any kind of shvisa to limit that brother. That brother who uses it, he has the rights. The kalim that he uses follows his tchum. However, the kalim that are not designated for one brother, everyone's using them equally or not using them equally, then they are bound by the tchum of all the brothers. La fukeim echad erev elef amal mizrach. To exclude a case where one brother made an erev of 1,000 amos to the east, vahasheni elef amal amirev, and one brother made an erev of 1,000 amos to the west, so then, ein yocholim laholich es akelim elo kashir elef ama mikan ve elef ama mikan. Then all the brothers would only have rights to move these kalim within the 1,000 amas in each direction, so it's still in the other brother's tchum. Shekulan yocholim leilich, that's the area where everyone can walk, mipnei shekulam shutof and bosin, so all partners there, v'chol echad ma'akev al chaveru, each one prevents his brother. Just to clarify, if there's a city over here, and you make a tchum, 2,000 amos in this direction, so your shvisa becomes over there. You can only carry 2,000 amos in all directions from where your eruv is, where your eruv tchumen is. And therefore, if one brother makes a 1,000 amos in this direction, one brother makes a 1,000 amos in that direction, let's say there's dalet amos in the middle, the mokum shvisa, so if you have an eruv in both directions, so from here you have 2,000 amos, from here 2,000 amos, so they overlap the 2,000 amos in the middle, but you would not be able to go in either direction from where the tchum ends for each individual brother. You have to satisfy the tchum of all the brothers. Says the Mechaber Sif Tes, Shnayim Sheshalu Choluk, two people borrowed a garment. Ze Leilech Boshachris. The way they were borrowing it together was that one of them was going to have rights to walk with the garment and wear the garment in the morning, and the other one was going to go with it in the evening. So the halacha is, lo yochilu el mokom sheshneim yecholim leilich. Again, they can only both take this garment to a place where they both can go. V'im erev zel asof alpaim lemizrach. If one of them made an erev of 2,000 amos to the east, v'zel asof alpaim lemarev, and the other one make an erev of 2,000 amos to the west, lo yazizum mekomo can't be moved from its place. Because again, if the place is in the middle, and they each make an area of 2,000 amos in the two opposite directions, so they each have 2,000 amos from that place where their Erev was, they only overlap in that one point where the item started, so it will not be allowed to be moved at all on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Chaf Aleph, Sheshalu Choluk Mi Bod Yom. They borrowed a garment before Shabbos, Leos b'shush shneim, that they're going to have together for use. The kaimelon l'kamo and sivir aleph, we're going to see later on that we hold in sivir aleph. Dal yedei she'ela have kiraglei ashola. When Ruvain borrows from Shimon, the item follows the ragle Ruvain, the ragle of the borrower. Achen, however, hocha de shnei shoalim. Here, where we have two borrowers, osrim kol echad al chaveru. Each one limits and asers on his friend. Uki the Messiah, like the Mechaber ends off and says, v'zeh leilech bo arvis. Their deal was, one is using it in the morning, one is using it in the evening. Very important point. Zakta Mishabura. Eina kavona shel ha'arvis shel yontov sheni. It doesn't mean one is using it in the morning of the first day of Yontif, and the other one is using it the night afterwards, which is now the night of the second day Yontif. That's not what's going on over here. The bazeh, if that was the deal they made in their borrowing, yachol kol echad lehulich bizman sheilasu ad makom she'erav, then each one, when he has rights to the garment, can carry it wherever his erev takes him. D'shtei kedusha sein, because then they each borrowed it for a different day of Yontif. One took it for the morning for day one, one took it for that evening, which is already the second day of Yontif, and 2 days of Yontif are shtei kedushos. V'im echad kadosh hasheni chol, and if one of them is really kadosh, it's Yontif, the other is a weekday. V'ein ha'echad osar al chavera, one would not asar on his friend. That is not what's being discussed over here in this sif and sif test, where they're asking on each other. So it's not that one borrowed for the day of Yontif Rishon and one borrowed for the evening afterwards is Yontif Sheni. That's not what's going on. Ela hakavana al ha'arvish shelifnei shachris. One borrowed it for the morning of Yontif Rishon and the other one borrowed it for the night before, which is also Yontif Rishon. So they're splitting it within the same day of Yontif. Dekevan desheilosan hu liyomecha. Since they're borrowing is for one and the same day, kol echad osar al chaveiro, each one will ask her on his friend, im erev zelakan vezelakan. If they made the erev in opposite directions, they're going to ask her on each other. Sef katan chav gimel, if one made his erev 2,000 amos to the east, and one made his erev 2,000 amos to the west, you can't move it at all. Lo yizizum mekomo, dehazel lo yuchal leilech lenizrach klum, because the one who made his erev to the west can't go to the east at all. V'chein hasheni, and so to the second guy who made his erev to the east, can't go lemarev at all. V'chein shayel dover zeb sevakodem, the same din applies in Sivches. In Sivches, the example the Mechaber gave is that one made his Erev Tchumen 1,000 amos in that direction, and the other one made it 1,000 amos in that direction, then they overlap in the 2,000 amos in the middle. But the same thing would be true if they made their Erev Tchumen 2,000 amos to the east, 2,000 amos to the west. They wouldn't be able to move the item that's in the middle at all, because for each one, they can only go in one direction, so each one asks on the other. We will stop here and continue with Hashem tomorrow with Sif Yud.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.